This story is called Little Pumpkin's Thanksgiving by Madge A. Bingham. This is a Library Call adaptation and recording. It was the night before Thanksgiving. Big Pumpkin, Medium Pumpkin, and Little Pumpkin were waiting on their vines in Peter Piper's pumpkin patch. They were fully ripe, so they knew their time in the garden must come to an end soon. "I'm worried," Little Pumpkin said to his friends. "I overheard Peter say he's planning to pick us tomorrow."
"There's no need to be afraid," said Big Pumpkin. "We will make delicious pies for someone's Thanksgiving dinner. We could end up on any table in the kingdom. I hope we'll be sent to the palace."
"So do I," said Medium Pumpkin. "I'd love to see the king."
"Oh, I would love to meet Cinderella," said Little Pumpkin. "I don't think I'm a big enough pumpkin to be sent somewhere as grand as the palace, but I wish I could make someone happy on Thanksgiving."
"We shall see what happens tomorrow," said Medium Pumpkin.
Little Pumpkin woke up early the next morning. Sunbeams shone through the autumn leaves and cast a warm glow over the chilly garden. It was Thanksgiving Day. Soon, Peter arrived in his wool coat and rubber boots and opened the garden gate. He greeted several villagers who had arrived to purchase their Thanksgiving pumpkins.
"Will anyone want to buy a pumpkin my size?" thought Little Pumpkin ruefully. Then, much to Little Pumpkin's surprise, something amazing happened.
Cinderella herself walked through the gate and into the garden. She was smiling and carrying a large basket full of yellow flowers.
"These are for you, Peter," she said, handing him the basket. "I picked them in the palace garden. I hope you and your family have a happy Thanksgiving."
"Why, thank you, Your Highness," Peter replied. "How can I help you?"
"I need your help finding the perfect pumpkin for my daughter," said Cinderella. "She's been sick in bed, so she won't be able to eat Thanksgiving dinner tonight. She's so disappointed. Pumpkin pie is her favorite. But I think a small, bright pumpkin by her bedside might cheer her up. Maybe I'll even give it a cheerful face."
"Certainly, Your Highness."
Peter and Cinderella walked from vine to vine, searching for the perfect pumpkin. First, they stopped and looked at Big Pumpkin. She was a handsome pumpkin with a deep orange color, but she was much too large to put on a bedside table. Next, they stopped and looked at Medium Pumpkin. Cinderella admired her beautiful round shape, but she was still too big. Finally, they stopped and looked at Little Pumpkin.
"This is the one!" exclaimed Cinderella. "This little pumpkin is just the right size. And there's something especially cheerful about this bright shade of orange."
Peter nodded and picked Little Pumpkin from the vine. He handed Little Pumpkin to Cinderella, and she put him gently in her basket.
"Peter, please send the large and medium-sized pumpkins to the palace," said Cinderella. "They will make beautiful pies for the king's Thanksgiving dinner."
Big Pumpkin, Medium Pumpkin, and Little Pumpkin looked at each other and smiled. That Thanksgiving, all three friends would have their wishes. This was Little Pumpkin's Thanksgiving by Madge A. Bingham. This has been a Library Call adaptation and recording.